Hi, thanks for joining me today in our very first episode in the monthly catch-up series with me, Anisha Pindoria. The monthly catch-up will showcase what the Visual Studio ALM Rangers team have been working on, what they've been up to, and what the upcoming sprints will look like in terms of what they will be working on. So you might be wondering, who are the Visual Studio ALM Rangers team? Well, let me show you. In a nutshell, the ALM Rangers team provides professional guidance, practical experience, and gap-filling solutions to the ALM community, which is in our mission statement, of course, that you can see. The team consists of around 200 people, and they're scattered across the globe, who are both internal Microsoft employees and external folks. These external folks bring us the real-world issues that they may be facing with their customers. This fantastic blog post by Willy Peter Schaub goes into more detail, and I'll put all the links below the video. So, who am I? Well, I am a program manager working alongside Willy Peter Schaub, who is based in Vancouver, Canada, in the Visual Studio ALM Rangers team. You can see my short bio here. Within the Rangers, we like to get an insight of who each of the Rangers are, and they can all be found in the Rangers index. And again, I'll post the link below. So let's get on with our first show. So we recently changed our sprint cadence and we are now aligned with the product group. This is the flight plan that we use to show what projects are currently in flight, what has shipped, and any projects that are currently on hold. So looking at what we've been working on in sprint 73, you can see, I'll quickly go through the list. You can see that the migration from on-premises to VSO white paper is currently on hold. The team completed the copy and technical review of the final white paper, and it has been submitted to the PO for sign-off. You can see that the PowerShell DSE has shipped, and it's the PowerShell desired state configuration for DevOps and ALM practitioners version 1. I'll also post the link below the video to show you a little bit more an insight into what the team have been doing. The ALM treasure map is also on hold. We are currently working to resolve the app insights bug, which is with the product group at the moment. And once we've resolved this, we'll publish version 3.1 to the Windows Store. A project that I'm currently working on is the migrating Word for TFS project to open source. This is currently on hold with the IP counseling team for review, as the IP team had currently gone through a few policy changes, which has meant that this project has been put on hold for a little while. In flight, you can see the extracting effective permissions from TFS. The team have completed the research, sample tooling, and the draft white papers for both the security auditing and extracting effective permissions feature areas. The team is content complete overall. And you can see that the Project Unicorn has just started. We've established the VSO infrastructure and the Office 365 distribution lists and put all the information, and we are sharing the sessions by the product owner as well. So planned for Sprint 74, we've got the PowerShell DSE version 2. A team will be starting the research and planning for PowerShell desired state configuration resource factory. In Sprint 74, we'll also be hopefully getting LCA and final business approver sign off for the migrate Word for TFS to open source. With the extracting effective permissions from TFS project, we are hoping to complete final technical and copy edit reviews of white papers, tooling, and preparing for release. I'll also be summarizing all findings in an internal slide deck and public shareable findings in a future Channel 9 video as well. In terms of Project Unicorn in Sprint 74, we'll hopefully be defining the vision, scope, and scenarios and identifying those gaps. We'll be enabling all the teams to commence with the research for Dev 14 and vNext features. And the final project for Sprint 74 is migration from an on-premise to VSO white paper. The team are hoping to revise a white paper based on the PO feedback and resubmit for copy edit, which will result in possible delays. I do have a few sneak peeks that we can do of some of these projects, and I'll make sure that the links are provided below. We do have sneak peeks for the PowerShell DSE on Coplex, TechNet and the resource library, and also sneak peeks from the migration from premise to VSO white paper, the extracting effective permissions from TFS project, and we also have the welcome markdown page done up and put on to VSO for Project Unicorn. So what else has been going on? Well, last week, both myself and Willy were lucky to be at the Professional Scrum Master course, which was led by David Starr, which some of you may already know from scrum.org. I'll also show you an excellent post by Willy on whether we are a dysfunctional team as we run things a little different within the ranges, as all the members, like I said before, are scattered across the globe and are completely voluntary and work part-time with when working on the projects. The MVP Summit is also right around the corner, where we have a jam-packed week with great sessions taking place. On Thursday evening, we will also be running a Scaled Agile Framework Safe Training course for the 15 registered attendees, which will be exciting, and lots of free pizza as well. We also have a few MVP ALM rangers dropping into the studio alongside myself and Willy to have a quick chat. So let's break and let's take a look into what they have to say. So today, on our first day of the MVP Summit, we have a special guest that's dropped into Channel 9. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you've traveled from.
Sure. Hi, Anisha. I'm Jim Schubert. I'm from Chicago, so not too far of a trip to come to the MVP Summit.
Cool.
I work for Accenture. I've been there for 3 years, and I've been in the Rangers program for just over 3.5 years now.
Okay, great. So why are you an ALM Ranger?
So I wanted to get into the ALM Rangers program because I had very much of a passion around ALM, being able to get that into the community. I had done some consulting before, mm-hmm. and saw how organizations needed to have guidance on, you know, application development and just the whole approach to doing the development processes. And so that, you know, my experiences I wanted to be able to share with people. So that's why I got into the Rangers. And then I started off with some small projects being a contributor to it, and then it developed into being a project lead. So I've worked on the TFS IaaS project. I've done the PowerShell DSC. I've done the reporting. I've done disaster recovery and was a contributor on the TFS upgrade and planning guidance.
Fantastic. So you're definitely an active ALM Ranger.
Yes.
Yep. Great. So what are you currently working on, or what are you looking forward to working on?
So we're going to continue to extend the PowerShell DSC. We're going to have a version 2 mm-hmm. of that. We're going to be working on Project Unicorn as a contributor to that project. And then I'm looking forward to working on the TFS upgrade guidance, because we're going to be upgrading ourselves from our 2010 to 2013. And I want to be able to take that information from a large enterprise doing the migration and be able to contribute that to others.
Great, fantastic. So what are you looking forward to expanding on, I guess?
It would be something, the Project Unicorn that's coming up, because that's mm-hmm. going to be a very big contribution to the community, and it's going to have a lot of very good information that people will be able to leverage with their future uses of TFS.
Great, fantastic. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to let Channel 9 audience know?
There's great things that you see out there, like Brian Keller's VM is something that people are able to leverage. Being able to use that in Azure, which is a big thing for teams right now, and picking up the PowerShell DSC.
Great. Well, thank you very much for stopping by, and hopefully we'll have a catch up next time you're down here.
Yeah, thank you very much, Anisha.
We have another special guest joining us today. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you've traveled from.
My name's Gordon Beaming. Traveled all the way over from South Africa, 24-hour flight.
Wow.
it's quite a long flight for me.
So why have you traveled so far to come to the MVP Summit?
For the last probably a year and a half, I've been talking to some of the guys over the DLs. You sort of see what their social profile looks like. Mm-hmm. For me, one of the main reasons why I wanted to come is mainly to meet the guys in person,
yep.
See what they're actually like. It's crazy. Today I shook Brian Harry's hand, which is pretty amazing. Walked to go get a soda, and I walked past Scott Hanselman, I feel like you're in heaven. It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant. So why are you an ALM Ranger?
So I like helping people with stuff. And at TechEd 2013, mm-hmm. I was speaking to Tina, who's also an ALM ranger. She's part of the Microsoft DPE.
Okay.
And we basically got talking, and I'd followed a lot of the ALM ranger content already in sort of teaching myself how to use all the ALM tooling and stuff. And then from chatting to her, she sort of said, well, do you want to sort of become an ALM ranger? So I was like, well, that's great, because then I can like contribute to all these awesome things that like have helped me grow in the ALM space.
Yeah.
And yeah, so like now I'm able to help the community, where when you're doing things on your own, you sort of have to try to drive the community. And it's part of some of the stuff we're trying to do in South Africa is try to build community, not specifically just on ALM, but just in general. Mm. We're trying to get some online user groups and in-person user groups as well going. So yeah, with the ALM Rangers, you can target like the world.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Sounds like a fantastic kind of path to make everyone aware around the Rangers and ALM and the processes that you use. So I guess you mentioned some of the awesome projects that the Rangers do and that you've worked on. Can you mention a few that you've worked on or that you've currently worked on?
Yeah, so the first things I started on when I joined the Rangers was the upgrade guide. And that was pretty amazing for me. It was my first my first guide. I then moved on to a lot of projects. but yeah, some of my favorite ones, Rob McLean, who's an ex-ALM MVP, and he's currently also a ranger.
Mm-hmm.
We worked together on the flight plan. So before, that used to be a manual board that used to be updated in PowerPoint. And we're basically using the OData feed out of VSO, we pulled that data into a Windows Store app. So again, first time playing around with the OData feed. It's really cool. And then also the Treasure Map app. Mm. It's another one of my favorite projects, because I am a developer at heart. With those two projects, I get to develop stuff but still provide like ALM benefits to the community.
Yeah. So it definitely seems like the ALM Rangers program gives you an opportunity to learn and develop yourself as well. Right.
There's lots of stuff that like I might never have touched.
Yeah.
And then when you join a project, it's like, oh, I want to provide that benefit. And you sort of like push yourself further than what you would normally do.
Yeah. Great. So what are you looking forward to, or what are you planning to work on next?
The Unicorn projects, mm-hmm. probably one of the biggest things I'm looking forward to working on. The reach and like I think the benefit of when that hits the community, like it's going to be amazing. Like it's definitely like the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
Is that project. There's a couple of other smaller things that are going on, but yeah, I'd say that's the main thing that I'm focusing on now.
Great, sounds exciting. So is there anything else that you'd like the Channel 9 audience to know about you, or anything else that you want to say to the audience?
I think the biggest thing is, like, especially if we have South African listeners, is try get in contact with myself or one of the other MVPs from South Africa. I think we have like 12 of them now. We are trying to get a user group going, either online or in-person events around the country. We host a couple of hackathons by some of the universities local to us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're really trying to grow that community in the online space as well, so that no matter where you are, you can partake in it.
Great. Well, thank you for dropping in. And hopefully when we do another session, you'll be able to drop in too again.
Yeah, awesome. Great. Thanks for having
Thank
me.
You very much.
Cool.
So we have another special guest that's dropped into the Channel 9 studios. Please introduce who you are and where you've traveled from.
Hi, Alicia. Nice to meet you, by the way.
You as well.
My name is Hassan Fadili. Originally from Morocco, but citizen in the Netherlands. That's where I'm from.
Great. Okay. So why have you traveled so far to come to the MVP Summit?
Why not? Should be the question, right? So, good question. Why I traveled so far to visit MVP Summit? For me, and just for your information, I'm here for the seventh time as MVP.
Wow.
So, to join the MVP Summit, which is a very, very good experience to be MVP and to be every year here to join the team and to see the other island folks in this case.
Yeah.
And just to exchange some information. But the most important is just share our feedback, share our experiences with the team, with product team, just to keep the products, which is ALM in this case, better and better.
Yeah.
That's something that works.
Yeah.
And that's something that we see as well in the field.
Definitely.
The second thing is just to collaborate with all ALM MVPs and ALM region directors and ALM product team.
Yeah.
That's, for me, the reason to be here. Or, even it is a long flight to be here, but it's always with pleasure.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it to kind of collaborate and meet everyone that you meet.
Yeah,
so
that's exactly the intention.
Great. So you mentioned the ALM Ranger. So why are you an ALM Ranger?
Why I'm an ALM Ranger? I have to ask you another question. Why are not all the MVPs ALM Rangers?
That's a good question. That is.
Now, let me answer your question. Good question, by the way. Why am I an ALM Ranger? From the moment that I become MVP, I get in touch with Willy, Patricia, and Bijan, and from then I knew about ALM Ranger initiatives.
Yeah.
And that is something that inspires me to be an ALM Ranger. Why? Because near what I'm doing in my daily job, I'm also the community leader in the Netherlands. So from the community perspective, my goal is to share the knowledge we have with others and just to get others up to date with any other Microsoft projects and Microsoft tools. So from that perspective, Ranger is for me a good opportunity just to do the same thing as well. So in this case of Rangers is all the efforts we do are published on Codeplex, and customers or developers community can just take that and go ahead with it without to reinvent the wheel, as we see for the second time.
Yeah.
Everything is already done and they can just take the benefit of it.
Yeah.
That is something that inspires me. That is something that gives me the power to collaborate as MVP and as ALM Ranger on all ALM Ranger's projects or initiatives.
Great.
So it
definitely sounds like you're raising awareness in your home country and everywhere else.
Exactly. And the other thing in that is something that I have to add is because I'm a citizen in the Netherlands, I'm now running the community in the Netherlands for 12 years right now. And something I have now actually started is to go from the Netherlands to Morocco, which is my original country. And there as well, I have to create, I am already busy to create the developers community.
Wow.
So with all the experiences we get from ALM Rangers, that is something that I have to share there as well.
Yeah.
So that's for me, the reason why I'm an ALM Ranger and why I inspire other people as a Ranger as well to get into the ALM Ranger boat and to do the good stuff, to help others do their job the right way.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. So you're definitely an active ALM Ranger.
Oh yeah, sure. I have collaborated in many ALM Rangers initiatives.
Yeah.
For example, I have started with testing tools when it becomes available from the product team. I have collaborated in work item management.
Mm-hmm.
I have collaborated in architecture tools. A lot of initiatives, whatever it did, and every time with another group, another people, another project team, which makes it excited and which makes it very, very good to learn from each other, from other people every time. And that's that sounds good.
So it sounds like you've definitely worked on a lot of projects. What are you currently working on, both with the Rangers and perhaps in your day job?
My daily job. So for your information, I'm working freelance on ALM stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is just providing consultancy work for my customers. And that differs from big customers to small customers. And it differs from financial world, government, whatever. So what I'm doing there is just a consultancy on ALM stuff, but providing trainings as well. But as I'm a developer, I do some development work. So it is a combi of a lot of things at once. It is something different what I do every week or every day. But that keep it for me just simple and just exciting every time. That's what keeps me going all day.
Great.
At my job.
Great.
I like my job.
Well, that's a good thing anyway. So What are you looking forward to or looking forward to working on?
So what I'm looking to work on is right now we are in the stage to start another ALM Ranger project, which is Unicorn.
Great.
So I'm collaborating on that project as well. I'm looking forward to start that maybe next week, I guess. Mm-hmm. When we are back from the summit, then we will start with that project. I'm looking forward to put my experiences and to share my experiences as well with other teams, just to make that project as well successful and to share the experiences with the WordPress community in this case.
Great, sounds good. So is there anything else that you want to let the Channel 9 audience know?
So Channel 9 audience, I think ALM Rangers are providing more and more valuable things for you. One thing I have to give you is, please go to cultplex.com, search on ALM Rangers, and you will see all the ALM Rangers initiatives we provide for you that can differ from documentation to APIs to whatever. The goal of ALM Rangers is just to keep everything ready for you when some product from Microsoft is already shipped. That is the idea behind that. So I wanna tell you, please don't invite the world twice or another time, because already all the stuff is done for you.
Great. Well, thank you very much for that, and thank you so much for dropping in.
You're welcome.
And
you're
hopefully
welcome.
We'll have you back on soon with our next monthly catch-ups whenever
you're done. Thank you very much for inviting me, and thank you very much for this opportunity. Feel free to come in every time you want. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
So we have a very special guest that's dropped into the Channel 9 studio today. Please introduce yourself and tell us where you've traveled from.
So my name is Clementino de Mendonça. I'm an ALM Ranger who lives in Austin, Texas. I'm an ALM architect with one of the companies there. And it's been an interesting, you know, not that far away, but it still took me about 6-8 hours to get here. So nice travel.
Cool. So why have you come to the MVP Summit?
Well, the MVP Summit is an opportunity to really get in touch with not only the best of the product team, what's going to happen in the next versions and so on, but also to get in touch with some of the best ALM people around the world. So it's the best of the best. I'm learning all the time. One of the true conferences, you could say, that you learn. You're in the corridor, you're learning. Anywhere you're learning. It's very, very interesting opportunity.
You get to meet everyone face to face, and you get to give feedback and collaborate.
True. Yes, you get to also add names to faces, because some of these guys, I've been working with them for the past 5 years, but I've never seen them in person in some cases, right? And I finally have the opportunity in that situation to finally put the name to the face.
Yeah, definitely. Great. So I've also heard that you're an ALM Ranger. So why are you a Ranger?
Yeah, actually, that's an interesting story. I started with some of the original Rangers in 2006. I was still with Microsoft. This was an internal program that was later extended to the partners as well. And after 2009, 2010, I started working with partners. And as one of the first things that I did after I joined a couple of partners, I started working with the partners, is that I would like to continue to be a Ranger, because I've always seen the Rangers as an opportunity to work directly with the Visual Studio product team. And but it's not just that, because you get that also as an ALM MVP. But with the Rangers, it's slightly different in that you're asked to work side by side. So you have an opportunity to continue developing, coding, reviewing documentation, and working side by side with others from MCS, other ALM MVPs, others from partners. So it's an interesting mixture of access and action that I really have enjoyed a lot since I first started.
Yeah, wow. So you joined ages ago, so you must have worked on some fantastic products.
My great solutions.
Shows it, yeah.
Well, I worked on many things. My favorite projects have been working on the branching guidance. Mm-hmm. My team at Microsoft at the time, actually, one of the guys from the team, John Jacob, was actually him, and then later we had others who contributed to creating these first guidances. Yeah. And these projects have always been very, very helpful for me with customers, both when I was with Microsoft, and then later with as a principal consultant with other companies. Mm-hmm. And it's always fun to see something that you have done be used across the industry,
definitely.
Right? Although my contribution was it was just a normal contribution. I mean, you don't really, in order to be a ranger, you don't have to kill yourself to do anything. I mean, you have a certain number of hours that you contribute, but it's really light compared to other voluntary efforts that I've been involved mm-hmm. with. So I really enjoyed working with the rangers for that reason, that it's always nice, interesting interactions with the team, and primarily learning a lot as I see things unfolding. And sometimes you get access to some information that others will only get access much later. So this kind of that's what I like about working with the rangers primarily. It's been an interesting journey,
it seems like you've definitely learned a lot and you worked on some great projects. So to touch on that, what are you currently working on?
Well, right now I'm working on something that's called Project Unicorn.
I cannot,
for reasons of NDA, reveal anything about it, but it's been very interesting. I think it's going to have a great impact on those who like to enjoy the Rangers, work products. And as I said, as a consultant, I've used many, many of those products in my consulting engagements as enhancements. So I've only worked on a very few projects, but the other ones, I'm always amazed at what people can contribute and what the community, when together, what they can create.
Great. So what are you looking forward to in terms of project-wise or the rest of the week, really?
The rest of the week is going to be an interesting another couple days with the product team as they kind of unveil their new strategies. I'm excited about things that are happening now. I mean, many, so to speak, requests that we have had for a few years are now finally taking their position in the backlog, so the forefront of the backlog. And I'm definitely happy about that. So that's what I'm going to be doing, and I'm also going to be meeting with a few guys from the product team to talk about a few scenarios that we have had with some of my customers.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, MVP Summit is definitely a great opportunity to meet people and start these kind of ideas going and giving the feedback and collaborating, really. So, fantastic. So, is there anything else that you'd like the wonderful Channel 9 audience to know about?
Yeah, well, recently I've been doing this. I realized that I was not aware of all the Rangers products or projects in Codeplex. So I just chose the tag ALM Rangers, and I'm looking into one by one to see if I have missed something. And I realized this, when I first started working as a software developer, I used to open the product and then I would run all the samples so that I would learn what was in there. I remember that I had a manager in one company where he was developing a toolbar from scratch, and I just opened one sample and there it was. There was a toolbar already in a sample application. So I don't want to recreate the wheel, right? That's why I'm looking at those projects. And I realized this, is that even though I've been a ranger since 2006, I was one of the first rangers one of the first that are still active in duty, I was not aware of a few projects. So this has been very surprising. I'm going through all of them and rating them because I also see the need to review and go to kind of do a refresh on some of the projects. And I would invite the audience also do the same. We have about 31 projects tagged as ALM Rangers. And I tell you this, there are a few things there that I should have known better as a ranger myself, that they were already there. And I keep wondering, how did I miss them? And one of them is also the treasure map. Start by the treasure map ranger project. That will allow you to get a quick hint of what's out there.
Great. Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for dropping by. And hopefully next time we do another recording. And if you're in the area, feel free to drop in and just drop in.
Thank you. Yeah.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thanks.